T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Where are those running back truthers out there? You don't need a running back in the NFL, Ike. I don't value a running back. Let's just sign whoever, and then they'll be fine. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Just team them with this guy and that guy, and bing, bang, boom. Eagles, there you go. Draft somebody later on in the draft, because they're not going to use the first pick on the draft. No. I'd be surprised if they used the second.
I'd be shocked if they I don't even know where that second pick is at. Baltimore made the playoffs, so it's
they're
not
both
as,
in the.
Oh, it's at the back of the. Yeah, both of them back of the. Yeah, you're right. Both made the playoffs, so yeah, they're both in the back of the second round. So you may not get one of the top three running backs. You may not.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't.
Or you may have to wind up using both picks to move up.
I don't
to get a Josh Jacobs. If Josh Jacobs doesn't go on the first day, then
he's going top of the second round.
Yes.
Yes. I agree. Yeah, someone will move up you know, be a good spot to be in if you don't need a running back at the top of the second round, because you'll have some teams interested.
Well, you got those two picks.
Same thing happened with Dalvin Cook the year the Eagles tried to jump
he
up and get him.
He fell out of the first round, yeah.
Yeah, see, they need players, man. I'm not looking to trade the seconds to move up. Here's what I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know the guys that are left. I'm puzzled by the Tevin Coleman thing. I'm totally puzzled because he was paid like a second running back. And if you're paying him like a second running back, believe me, bring him in here. I love the second running back. I love the guy that offers the different dynamic than your regular, your quote-unquote bell cow type guy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So bring him in and then draft somebody. Or bring him in and then bring in somebody else, make a trade. But where we are right now is where we were to end last season.
Yep.
888-729-9494. Get one now. I am not waiting this out. I can't risk that these guys... You think that you're going to trade for somebody, fine, but what if that doesn't happen? What if you have, we want Jordan Howard. We think we can get Jordan Howard. Whoops. All of a sudden, the Bears have an injury, and they're not getting rid of him.
They have to have a trade in the works somewhere. There's no way Cleveland's keeping all those running backs.
With Duke Johnson.
Right.
And Duke Johnson's, his salary
gotta
becomes
be honest
guaranteed
with you.
Tomorrow.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't even know if this is legal, man. But could Cleveland trade Kareem Hunt?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, what happened with Sam Bradford?
Well, I'm just saying they just signed him.
They could.
You could sign him and then trade him.
You could trade him.
So the challenge in trading a player is this, and this is what the Giants have to deal with. This is what the Steelers have to deal with. When you trade a player, their entire contract dead money tolls instantly like you release them.
Okay.
So the same way that if the Eagles had released Fletcher Cox in the first year of his deal, hypothetically, they would have tolled like $50, $60 million.
The whole contract, mm-hmm. right.
That's what happened. So when the Eagles traded Bradford in 2016, they cost themselves a lot of money that year because they had to toll his contract right away. But then it's all off the books. So if Cleveland did that, then they would have to toll that entire contract.
It's $1 million contract.
No money.
So it
no
wouldn't
money.
Be a big deal.
Right.
In most cases, that would be a big deal. But you can trade a guy right away if he doesn't have future guarantees in his contract.
No, but I think the reason why they trade Duke Johnson is they have Kareem Hunt at some point this year.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm saying if I'm the Eagles, I don't call there asking for Duke Johnson. I'm calling asking for Kareem Hunt.
You can have Duke Johnson. I'm with you.
Huh?
I want Kareem Hunt.
Yeah,
I want
that's what I'm saying.
Running back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and you call Cleveland to find out if they're willing to trade Kareem Hunt. I mean, they may not be, but I'm assuming if
you offered him a two, maybe you can talk.
Nick Chubb is their number one back, and he and Kareem Hunt are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Duke Johnson, if anything, is the one that's different than those two.
Yeah.
So they could conceivably have Duke Johnson and Nick Chubb as their running backs. If you make them an offer, they can't refuse for Kareem Hunt.
Hopefully, Howie made a call.
Would you? What would you give up for Kareem Hunt?
Two.
Would you give up the second round pick?
Also, yeah, but it's a 1 year contract that he signed.
Yeah.
How much is he going to be suspended?
Well, the more interesting question, I think, is how much will Howie give up? Like, Howie is not going to get Howie himself.
He ain't doing
that. No, and you're right, because he may be suspended.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, there's... I'm sure they would probably do it.
Because Cleveland's kind of in win now mode, which is weird to say, but it's also reality.
They got three running backs. Hell, they may keep them all.
They might.
Does Cleveland have a salary cap? I mean, dang, they just paid Landry last year.
And they still had $80 million or something.
You just took on Odell's contract.
All right, let's take some phone calls here. Dave, the Say What guy. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Ike and John? What's going on, man?
How are you, buddy?
What up, Dave?
Hey, Ike, I know you guys going to disagree with me, but, I mean, it's just my opinion.
How do you know that?
Hey, I'm gonna
if you don't,
question.
if you don't already disagree with us,
listen. But Ajayi, you know how Ajayi was running when he was with Miami, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if he started running like that for us, we wouldn't even have this conversation. You know what I mean? Because the guy is good, and I just think Corey, he's going to fit on nice. These guys haven't been with us that long, a couple of years, both of them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel as though the addition with Deshaun coming in there, I think that's going to open up the running game. You know, Deshaun is all over the field. You know that.
What happens if he gets hurt?
Well, I look at it this way. Look at Ty Gurley. He's the premier back. What'd he do for, what's his name, in the Super Bowl? Nothing. Matter of fact, a couple plays.
It hurt.
He
didn't.
What is that? What, yeah. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? They were in. Super Bowl.
You're a household name. Don't mean that you're going to perform.
No, he's really good too.
No,
did you see what he did last year?
They were in the Super Bowl.
Right, and I think that we're going to be back. I already put it in market in stone. We're going to be there again this year.
I know, Dave, but I'm saying you brought up Ty Gurley like that's some type of negative or something. The Rams were in the Super Bowl. So he obviously helped them get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I think they're going to shut. I think they done caught up to his game, man. I think he's not going to be all of that.
Well, guess what, Dave? When he's not all of that, then you'll be right. Until he's not all of that, he's all of that right now.
Who's your running back? Who's your rotation next year, Dave? Or this year?
I would keep the same backs, Josh. I would keep Corey and Ajayi. I think Ajayi is going to have a really good year. I just feel that way. He's going to have a super year.
They're going to have to sign him if he's going to have a good year.
So what happens when he signs with the Colts?
Please sign with the Colts.
Who he's visiting next week. He's visiting the Colts next week.
Ike, yeah. I am blown away at how many people are suggesting their current rotation. If you called up and said, draft a young running back, get another guy like a Crowell or somebody like that, I could see that thinking, right? Like, you get a guy that can definitely be a starter, but he's not ideal long-term starter, but he can do it this year.
Yeah.
And then you draft a young guy to be your guy. All right, I could get that. But going forward this year with the same rotation that you had last
year?
They're
not going forward.
You have got to be kidding me.
Listen, Dave can wish all he wants to wish.
Yeah, but why would you want that?
Because he's attached to him. The only reason any of these fans want. They don't want to move on from certain players. You get attached to them.
Well, keep them all, but get a different one. They could have eight running backs, for all I care.
No, they can't.
They
can't have eight. You shouldn't need eight running backs.
Well, the way Ben talks, he thinks that they're going to have six running backs this year.
You shouldn't need them because the more running backs you have, the less you're going to have at other positions.
But because here's what's going to happen.
You only get so many people on the roster, and if you're taking up the roster with six guys, that doesn't make any sense.
I remember, and I hate to compare everything to Pittsburgh, but when I was in Pittsburgh, the Steelers tried doing this one year. They had three guys that were kind of like guys, kind of like the Eagles, and then they brought in two other guys that were just kind of guys. And what they did is they had five running backs in rotation. I'm not kidding. They had five running backs in rotation. And what they did is they shortchanged getting the feature guy. They screwed around a lot. And you know what happened? They did what it looks like the Eagles are going to do. And it killed them. And you know what they did the next year? They drafted Le'Veon Bell. And it completely changed their offense. It completely changed their fortunes. And when Bell left, they drafted James Conner because they realized you can't screw around with this. You can't keep trying to just go with
rotations. They're screwing around with
it. You can't Smallwood, Clement, and Adams this. You got to go out. And they're good compliments, but you got to go out and get a guy to carry the load and use those guys in spots.
And here's the problem with that. First of all, Smallwood's going into what, his fourth year?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to his fourth year, right? Even though he doesn't have a lot of wear and tear on him, he gets banged up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Adams, limited carries, banged up last year. Mm-hmm. Clement, banged up. Darren Sproles, banged up. That's why I can't believe people would even fathom the idea. And I know the Eagles aren't. I'm speaking to mainly fans because I know the Eagles aren't thinking this way. How could you possibly think you can go back into the season with four running backs that can't play four straight games?
Nope.
And when they do play, there's nothing special about them.
Yeah, I can't have it,
yeah, they give
it,
you the routine yards when your offensive line is blocking well in a straight line. They give you the straight line yardage. How many guys you see where they're making someone miss in the hole? How many negative running plays got turned into positive plays?
Mm-hmm.
How many broken down plays where an offensive lineman misses a block did your running back make something happen? How many times, like, you know what I think about? And I'm not bashing them, but sometimes you got to bring reality back to the fans because they forget
how
the season ended or how it went about. Remember against the Dallas Cowboys on third and one or two or whatever it was, and Corey Clement didn't really read that block well in that screenplay, mm-hmm. and Van Der Esch was able to make a tackle. A simple play where you
it's
got two linemen to block a linebacker and a running back instead of letting the block set up. Ran inside and got tackled. So that's what happens when you don't have guys that can make people miss, that have a special quality when they're solid running backs, when they're capable of going in there in a pinch. It's okay to have one or two of those guys.
You need those guys.
They can't be your featured guys.
Nope.
They can't be.
God forbid that running back's actually a strength on the team. I'm not even asking for that. I'm just saying don't have it as a negative on your offense. I mean, Jesus, you look what the San Francisco 49ers just did.
Mm-hmm.
They just spent a ton of money. You know why they added Tevin Coleman? You know why they're adding whatever they can to that offense and why they're adding people on the defense? Because they have a young quarterback, and they're trying to get to the next level, and they're trying to win. That's why you added Tevin Coleman, even though you already had a couple running backs there that you didn't need to do it. Because Kyle Shanahan recognizes, hey, I can really use him best in the best way possible, which is as a backup running back, as a number two.
Yeah,
Tevin Coleman
sees him as a package out there. He's with Breda and
Jarek McKinnon's still under
he's
contract.
He's got a little package out there.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Folks, I am not okay with what Howie's doing right now at running back. If he makes a couple of good trades, then I'll say, you know what? He had it covered. Howie, great job. I apologize. I'm not positive that Howie has that. Last year, he went to the season. This team wasn't ready last year. The running back position was not ready last year, and it showed.
Is that all that we need right now? I know we're focused on the running back. Are we missing where the Eagles need help at?
That's a great question.